Episode 30, Issue Responses 4929 through 5136. Response 4929. I've been told for 40 years that this is an issue, and what I've observed is that the priests who talk with great love about the real presence of God in the Eucharist have the most devout parishes. They also talk about it in almost every sermon, with miracle stories, because humans can remember stories more than they will ever remember quoting doctrine. Even the youngest child can remember a simple but powerful story. I've seen priests who just tell us to believe, but say nothing the rest of the year or about what we are being asked to believe in. The laity cannot believe what they don't know anything about. At our parish, we have not been taught anything about the year of the real presence. I'm not even sure it was mentioned more than once. Nothing changed and nothing extra has been said or done to promote the real presence, so our archdiocese should not expect an increase in belief since nothing has changed. Priests need to do new things if they expect to improve belief in something. And not by badgering and complaining about how few parishioners believe. Complaining is not going to improve the community's belief either. Priests need to start teaching the real presence, and with great love and enthusiasm from the pulpit, even directing some of the stories for the kids. Also, there are far too many priests who fly through communion and get it over with as fast as possible. We notice, if it looks like speeding through the prayers and speed washing the dishes, it feels like it. We have priests who stuff the host into our mouths as if speed is the main goal, and the priest looks annoyed, grumpy, and as if they don't want to be at Mass. Response 4930. Priests no longer stay in the confessional before and after Holy Mass. If you are lucky, there might be a 45-minute twice-a-week chance. Priests also never talk about the praying the family rosary and the power it has. Response 4931. It appears the Church is concerned mostly with climate control and social issues more than focusing on growing in holiness and reception of sacraments. The liturgy, sacraments, and reception of the Eucharist appear to be an afterthought. Response 4932. Homilies that tell people that if they are living with someone they are not married to, don't receive until you talk to a priest. Response 4933. Badly worded questionnaires and surveys. Response 4934. Loss if the genuflection prior to the elevation of the host. Response 4935. Re-educating people about the importance of reconciliation and penance and the importance of salvation by receiving the Holy Eucharist. Response 4936. Bringing back the communion rail so we can have the option to receive the Holy Eucharist on our tongues while kneeling, from a priest whose hands are consecrated. Response 4937. Poor and inconsistent teaching to laity of the faith. Lack of teaching on how to live your Catholic faith in a secular society. Response 4938. There are a great number of novice ordo liturgical issues not mentioned in the survey which undercut the belief in the real presence. 1. The GRM, reducing the number of priestly and server genuflections during the Mass, is a problem in and of itself. But this also in many cases has led to priests and servers not even genuflecting or even bowing outside of the Mass when passing in front of the tabernacle. 2. Having and using a free-standing altar which allows the priest to have his back to the tabernacle if the parish is fortunate enough to have the tabernacle in the sanctuary in back of the table altar. With this configuration and use of a table altar, the priest usually has his back side to the tabernacle whenever he bows or genuflects toward the table altar, totally disregarding Jesus in the tabernacle. 3. Shaking hands, aka the sign of peace, in the middle of the Eucharistic prayers. This is very disruptive to the main focus of Jesus being present on the altar in the Blessed Sacrament, and although it is optional, it is almost always included. For most Mysterium Fide responses having the congregant say, until he comes again, when Jesus has already come again and is present in the Blessed Sacrament on the altar. Even if those responses were meant to be talking about Jesus' second coming, for us to respond that way at that point in the Mass still undercuts the fact that Jesus is already truly present on the altar in the Blessed Sacrament. Save us, Savior of the world, is the only response option which doesn't undercut the real presence, and it is rarely used. 5. The congregation not kneeling while singing the Sanctus and the Agnus Dei, especially for the later when the tabernacle is often opened by the celebrant to retrieve the consecrated hosts which have been reserved in the tabernacle. To not be kneeling when the tabernacle is opened during Mass, and even outside of a Mass, doesn't give the Blessed Sacrament reverence which is due, but the casualness with which the tabernacle is open has increased greatly as the lack of belief in the Blessed Sacrament has increased. 6. The casualness with which the sacred vessels are handled undercuts the belief in the real presence. These vessels which hold both Jesus' body and his blood, for example, I have been told, used to be handled primarily by the consecrated hands of the ordained priest. Only in rare situations were the laity handling these sacred vessels, and in cases where the laity did, it was often not done with their bare hands. However, now laity often touch these vessels when preparing things for Mass, when cleaning things up after Mass, or when distributing communion during Mass. There are probably many other ways in which the novice ordo liturgical changes have undercut belief in the real presence. These 6 are just the few that I've thought of off the top of my head which the survey has not yet mentioned. Response 4939. 1. Lack of desire and lack of sense of duty. Give to Caesar what is to Caesar and to God what is to God. 1. Misplaced pride. Both, I don't see him in my life. How can he be interacting in my life? How could he love me, and God loves me so much, how could my committing, insert sin thought to be minor, usually mortal, sin lead an all-loving God to say I can't receive him in communion? It must be that none of this is real. I'm sure I could think of more things if I had more time. Response 4940. Unjust treatment of gays. Response 4941. The Church's focus is on synodality anymore. All you want to do is listen to each other talk endlessly. You've completely forgotten to pass on the faith you received. Response 4942. The Response 4943. Adult catechesis is greatly lacking. Additionally, the blatant disregard of proper attire, especially at Sunday Mass. Response 4944. Casual treatment of Eucharist in novice ordo. Suppression of TLM. Response 4945. Needing clergy to lead by example in their reverence/love for our Eucharistic Lord. Catechize about the real presence of our Lord in the Eucharist and his personal relationship to us, not only about the concept of transubstantiation. Response 4946. The mystery of the Eucharist is naturally difficult to understand, and current personalities are closed-minded and not trusting. Lack of patience to reflect on and attempt to understand. A lack of love toward neighbor by those who believe in and receive the Eucharist. Response 4947. Lack of confession/discussion on receiving in mortal sin, woman on the altar at all, altars that are not cruciform/are lower or same level as the laity instead of being higher. Precious blood and understanding that one drop is the same as one crumb, not distinct, should be used instead of gluten-free host, laity having access to tabernacle/pyxis. Response 4948. Catholic schools have a huge influence on families and their faith. We experienced very lazy religious education with our child. School sports and travel sports seems to be a priority instead of family and attending Mass. Serious and structured Catholic teaching of doctrine and our faith needs to be taught. Response 4949. Taking away the bells being rung at the consecration. Response 4950. Poor religious education programs. Lack of opportunities for confession, including confession immediately before Mass. Response 4951. The Attack on TLM and Restrictions on It. Response 4952. Learning about saints and their attitude towards the Eucharist. Response 4953. Adequate development of a prayer life. The importance of the clergy to educate, govern, and sanctify. The development of a conscience. Response 4954. Proper attire at Mass. Response 4955. The division in the Church regarding many of these issues, but specifically receiving in the hand. It might be more of an effect of Catholicism in general, but being belittled for receiving in an approved way is not going to make people believe in the real presence. All of us need to be more Christ-like to one another, and that'll have the greatest impact. Response 4956. Emphasis from the pulpit about proper dress. Response 4957. When the Eucharist is offered under two species, it sends the message that there is more Jesus when you receive him both ways. It's totally opposite. Jesus is in the smallest speck of the host. Response 4958. Absence in many churches to ring the bells during the consecration. Response 4959. Leaders of the Church, making statements that contradict even the most fundamental Catholic beliefs, scandalizing Catholics and non-Catholics. Response 4960. Replacing the true sacrifice of the Mass, Latin Mass, with the Protestantized version of the Novus Ordo. Response 4961. Sin and consequence are not being taught. Teaching that God is all-merciful with no judgment. Wearing immodest clothes to Mass. Coming in late and leaving before the last blessing. Response 4962. Education of Eucharistic miracles. Response 4963. The viewing of the holy sacrifice of the Mass as a meal to be shared and not as a say for our sins. Response 4964. Communion rails removed with communion on the hand has removed the sanctuary from the faithful. Allowing anyone to access the sacred tabernacle is horrible. Only the priest should be allowed to touch the sacred body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Women in the sanctuary and fidgeting around the altar. Women as sacristans. Altar girls is an abomination. Response 4965. Related to several of the issues, but not specifically discussed, evidence that shows reception of the Eucharist in the hands leads to crumbs of Christ dropped to the ground, and is supreme sacrilege of the Blessed Sacrament. Knowing this should cause laity and clergy alike grave concern. Response 4966. Attempting to make the people feel involved by active verbal participation, rather than teaching them how they are involved in the sacrifice of the Mass by joining in the prayers with the priest. They seem to be trying to foster a Protestant sort of feeling good rather than a genuine Catholic understanding. Woman and men dress. Wearing pants for woman not covering their heads and man wearing shorts. Response 4968. Poor adult catechism. Response 4969. Education of our children, and adults, in what the real presence means from an early age. Response 4970. The reverence from our parish priest during communion, as they are now so focused on being accepted by the laity rather than what they're distributing the true body, blood and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. To not say the body and blood of Christ before we receive lets me know that they themselves do not believe themselves in the true presence of our Lord and Savior. They want to become more like politicians where they want more power and a bigger title. Response 4971. Lack of developing a personal relationship with Christ in prayer. Response 4972. Closing the churches during COVID as the package store were essential and open. More discussion needed in the devil and how he really exits and us after souls. St. Michael prayer mandated after each Holy Mass. Stop closing schools. They are the future of the church. Response 4973. Closing the churches during COVID and moving Mass online. Response 4974. The wearing of habits and clericals. Response 4975. Catholics have lost the sense of Christ's personal love for them, which is made manifest in the sacrifice of the Mass. Response 4976. Bishop Strickland and Muller must remind their diocese that Bergoglio is not the Pope when he is in fact excommunicated by his own mouth. In not doing so, you too bring God's anathema upon yourselves and your own parishioners. Response 4977. In many parishes there is a greater emphasis on community, welcoming, social justice rather than coming together to worship God in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Devotions, Eucharistic processions, May crowning, celebrating and emphasizing the importance and history of our feast days, Ember days, are rare. Catechesis of children and adults is sorely lacking. So many parents are not so interested in their children actually learning their faith as they themselves know so very little. They want their children to receive first Holy Communion, penance not so much, and view confirmation as rather a graduation from religious education. Many don't find it necessary to attend Mass every Sunday, especially if they are involved in sports. Parents do not know how to provide a good example for their children to develop a prayer life. They find it difficult and sometimes unnecessary to teach them their prayers as they do not know basic prayers themselves. I taught CCD for close to 20 years and I loved teaching the children, but it is the parents who need to continue the lessons throughout the week, and religious education was a low priority for most. Response 4978. Lack of continual catechizes. Response 4979. The bishops not insisting on great instruction for all children in Catholic schools and religion classes for all those who attend public schools plus RCIA classes. Response 4980. During more than 1,000 of Christendom, the laity was permitted to receive Holy Communion only once or a few times each year. Obviously, the more often we can do anything, including reception of communion, the less significant it becomes, more an ordinary habitual activity than a sacred, unique event. Response 4981. Failure to teach that there is a very real and eternal spiritual life that infinitely supersedes physical existence. In this reality, there is evil always trying to get you off course, tied up in scandal, conflict, anger, and hatred. This leads to confusion, doubt, and wrong discernment and failure of good judgment. The consequence is erosion of faith, even when God gives the body, blood, and divinity of His Son, which is the living and eternal Word of the Father. Isaiah 55 clearly states that His Word sent by the Father does not return empty, but only after it does His will. When we begin to recognize as Church how critical it is to acknowledge our eternal selves, how much more reason to cast off the physical, albeit important experience for us, and rejoice in the saving power of the Father's living Word and perfect reflection of Him, our Christ. Response 4982. Decline of civilization and the adoption of subjective truth and reality. Response 4983. Lack of general catechesis of adults who were poorly formed. This survey definitely skews to preference for the TLM and pre-7. I am 67 too and a cradle Catholic who attends the NO. I have embraced the Church the past 10 years because of my priests, prayer, adoration, the rosary, and reading. If you want honest opinions from all Catholics, you need to make this available across multiple Catholic sites, not only this one and LSN, who also favors the Latin Mass. Response 4984. The lay need to be educated. It is not that they don't believe because they have been told and turned their back on the teaching. They are ignorant of the facts. The facts need to be told. Response 4985. Liberal religious sisters have led people into a perverse New Age form of Catholicism. Response 4986. Failure to acknowledge the sin of closing churches and withholding the sacraments in time of need. Failure to acknowledge that medical shots are made or tested with aborted fetal cells and not acceptable for treatment of any kind. Response 4987. In middle of the Mass, the shaking of hands and greeting others, it should be done before or after Mass or MOT at all. It takes away the spirituality of the Mass itself. Plus spreads germs. Response 4988. Failure to catechize children properly, using resources such as Baltimore Catechism, in majority of U.S. parish CCD programs. Response 4989. Terrible lack of teaching homilies. Response 4990. Lack of unity and true brotherhood of the priests and bishops who need to be God examples for the laity. Response 4991. Lack of proper instruction to young altar servers as they are not sufficiently reverent to our Lord in the tabernacle. Response 4992. Catechesis is lacking plus not stressing moral teaching, i.e. artificial contraception. Disgusting. Response 4993. Current impressions given by the Pope. The German bishops and their support of same-sex marriage and behavior. I believe this issue is much deeper than the items listed here. God has been removed from the activities of the world and Satan has moved in. The world is going to be turned upside down within a short period. God help us. Response 4994. Mass is for worship of God, not assembly and fraternity. Christ is the principal priest at Mass. The consecrated priest is necessary for celebrating Mass. By the Church is the house of God, to be treated as such. Response 4995. Liturgy changes of Second Vatican Council. Response 4996. 1. Intimidation by clergy of seminarians who arrive in love with Jesus and all things Marian to conform with modernism. 2. Many laity have a follow-the-leader, country-club mentality missing the source and summit of our faith. 3. Large families are not celebrated but made to seem odd by those using birth control. 4. Laity may not pray enough for our thoroughly mortal priests. 5. Our pastors are moved about like pawns, robbing priest and laity of their pastoral and familial father. Response 4997. Poor Eucharistic theology post-Vatican II. Response 4998. The clergy's lack of belief in the real presence is a major contributing factor to the laity's diminishment in belief. All the contributing factors mentioned in this survey would be substantially diminished if the clergy themselves understood Jesus to be truly present in the Most Holy Eucharist. While there are many factors which contribute to the clergy no longer having a strong and real belief in the true presence, one which seems worth mentioning is that many, most U.S. clergy do not feel obligated to celebrate Holy Mass daily. That tells me that they do not understand what it means to be a priest. In fact, as an advisor to my pastors, I have discovered that when I ask the question, "What is a priest?" they are literally unable to formulate an answer. When they do answer, it has never involved the celebration of Holy Mass, but has centered around the work they do in offering emotional comfort and spiritual guidance in moments of crisis, basically that they are glorified social workers and therapists. Naturally, if the clergy do not know who they are, what their role is, why they exist, what their most important work is, then the laity will not value their essential work, which ultimately is the most blessed sacrament. As much as this survey is good for demonstrating where the laity see problems, until we get our seminaries in order and on track to teach the seminarians what/who a priest is, why his work is essential for the salvation of souls, and the absolute necessity of the sacred Eucharist, the laity will constantly be misled by well-meaning but unformed clergy. Response 4999. Stop preaching with magic words, rather become biblical. Teach the Church is mostly man-made, not of Christ as it should be. Response 5000. I believe the attack on and abolishing of the traditional Latin Mass for the past 60 years has been a major detriment to faith. All of the so-called conciliar changes have led the way to an abandonment of the true faith. Response 5001. Dress at Mass is atrocious at many novice ordo Mass es. Women should cover their heads in church. No talking in church. Communion only from the priest, kneeling, on the tongue, with paten. Response 5002. The bishops and priest told falsehoods about the catechism of the church. Response 5003. Proper attire at Mass. Our parish has and has had a major problem over the several years with the AC. It may not be a major problem for the younger set, but for us older folks it is. They know about it and ignore it. Secondly, the speaker system is faulty to the point of not understanding what is being said from the altar. Again, no one cares. Response 5004. Lack of transparency. What's the outcome of the McCarrick investigation? Why was Monsignor Grndr not investigated? Rampant homosexuality in the clergy, scripture is very clear on this matter. What about Rupnik? Stop watering down the faith to please Protestants. Response 5005. Girl altar servers. Many boy servers have quit due to this. Need benediction and 40 hours devotion and other old rites that focused on the importance and sacredness of the Holy Eucharist. Response 5006. The Church's minimization of the same-sex behavior of all of the Catholic orders, male or female. This is a mortal sin, and without contrition they continue to sin. Response 5007. Failure of the Church to take stands affirming traditional teachings and practices. Failure to give direction to faithful on voting and supporting adherence to teachings in public life. If the Church is not going to stand by its own teachings, why would people adhere to teachings and believe in them? Response 5008. Unlike TLM, which begins on our knees, it is often 40 to 45 minutes before we kneel at a NO Mass. Also, the bowing, and often nod of head, instead of genuflecting diminishes sense of awe and reverence. Response 5009. The purification of sacred vessels should be done only by priest. The lack of sacred music versus modern Protestant praise and worship music at Mass. The lack of reverence by priests at the consecration in all their movements. Does not appear they believe it is the true presence by their movements and hand positioning. Response 5010. Ignoring the value of receiving the sacrament of reconciliation before receiving communion, ignoring the reality of mortal sin. Response 5011. We need a new pope who does not confuse the faithful and does not punish conservative cardinals and priests. We need a pope who promotes the Latin Mass and rids the church of perverts and thieves. Response 5012. Too many uneducated lay people teaching catechism, children, RCIA, etc. Response 5013. Poor catechism, people not familiar with the catechism of the Catholic Church. Response 5014. Not emphasizing the importance of dressing modestly, or dressing up for church. The amount of laity that just walk up on the predella. Response 5015. Eucharistic adoration is mentioned too briefly. You emphasize the Mass, which is public communal worship, but a Eucharistic revival must also emphasize the personal encounter/adoration as key to recognizing the real presence. We must bring Christ into our life personally by adoration. Adoration is key to the holiness of the religious and clergy and is also key to the holiness of the laity. The book, The Bishop of the Lost Tabernacle, says it better than I. Response 5016. The highest leader is a heretic. Response 5017. The disruption during Mass, ex, shaking hands of peace, telling a joke during Mass, priest reads gospel, tells a joke and then gives homily, during Mass, stops to ask for increased donations, tabernacle not in middle of altar but off to side. Response 5018. Lack of emphasis of confession and in some parishes open churches for private visits for silent prayer. Understanding that in some areas, vandalism makes open churches not an option. But in those cases an hour open might be possible. Thanks to God that Holy Trinity in Big Spring is open during the day. Response 5019. Clapping after the Mass as though it had been a great theatrical magic show. Shameful. Response 5020. When the Pope is of the world, many follow in his footsteps. Response 5021. 1. Need to remind people what a sacrament is. 2. Need to remind people what is going on in the mystical sense, the stepping out of time to be with Jesus and the angels and souls in heaven, the crazy truth that God really is there. Modern Americans often do not dare to hope or imagine that something actually miraculous is happening. We need to be reminded that something totally mind-blowing happens every time the Eucharist is celebrated. Response 5022. They are boring. They should lighten up a little and tell people about God's goodness. Response 5023. Priests that have abused people and the acts have been hidden from the people of the church, they should be held accountable. Response 5024. Remind the flock to genuflect correctly before entering an existing pew, both knees when the Eucharist is exposed. Dress properly. Arrive early to talk over their concerns and give thanksgiving. Stress daily Mass, Eucharist is a must to meet the day's demands, I could not have survived without it during a horrible time of my life. Offer confession in all churches daily if possible or longer on Saturdays. Or twice, once during week and once on Saturdays. Response 5025. We need to be educated that after we receive Jesus we should walk back to our pew with our hands folded and also in a respectful manner. Educate people to genuflect when entering the pews and passing in front of the tabernacle. Every parish needs to provide kneelers for people that would like to kneel when receiving Jesus on the tongue. Instruct the congregation on proper attire when attending Mass. This can be easily incorporated in Catholic schools and parents instructed at school meetings. Religious ed participants instructed to receive Jesus on the tongue. Response 5026. Non-Catholic charities speaking at the AMBO. Response 5027. The bishops and Vatican failed the faithful people's requests when Latin Mass ES were requested in parishes, by restricting the permissions and putting them at times difficult for the people. This goes back many decades. Response 5028. Trying too hard to fit in with society instead of addressing important moral issues from the pulpit. Response 5029. Getting a communion rail back and saying this tea. Michael prayer after Mass, more time after communion to say our prayers of thanksgiving to our Lord. The seminary needs to have men that are older than teens coming in because teens are too young to be amongst older men. Abuse happens more with them. No homosexual men to be priests, period. Response 5030. Not having adequate religious education teachers. Eliminating the Baltimore Catechism. Homosexual Pope, Cardinals, Bishops, Priests. Homilies that never talk about sin. Eliminating the Latin Mass. Response 5031. The combined efforts of making the visual and liturgical and theological Catholic Church appear more contemporary. Dwindling number of priests are strapped with administrative functions instead of actively presenting. Catechizing. Failure to use older Catholics' testimonies and allow them to have a place of value in the Church. I think we are a potentially good resource of generational repository of faith experience. Response 5032. I feel the scriptural basis, e.g. John 6 verses 51-59, needs to be embedded in the homilies and churches teaching in their schools. Response 5033. Tendency of priests, even very good priests, to act like entertainers by adding humor and jokes during their homilies and sermons and at the end of a Mass. Response 5034. Removal of priests who are faithful who love the Eucharist. Response 5035. Developing a spiritual connection with our Lord. Response 5036. The Novus Ordo Mass is an invitation to Protestantism, relativism, and complete apostasy. Response 5037. The watering down of all the sacraments. Response 5038. Altar rails or not, this is God we are going to receive, not a grab and go potato chip. Please show some reverence and respect. We can still kneel and receive on the tongue. No one has consecrated hands but the priest who stands in persona Christi. By today's standards, we have all begun to wonder about the true intentions of many of our priests. Prayers for the entire priesthood of Jesus Christ. Response 5039. The religious ed programs have failed generations. Parents didn't learn the faith to teach their children. I would suggest teaching the parents that the faith is handed on by them in partnership with the church. I would like to see priests teach more in their homilies. Response 5040. Socializing in the sanctuary. I have even noticed, more than occasionally, private conversations in the sanctuary before and after Mass, as well as a lack of solemnity during consecration of the Eucharist. Also, there needs to be a conversation about the proper attire that should be worn in the church. Noted, very short skirts, for example. Response 5041. Education of Catholicism. Response 5042. The tremendous covering up of sexual scandal, not taking ownership of this and waiting so many years to continue to deal with this reality. This infiltration of evil has penetrated our sacred worship. It's not okay. You have lost your flock with false shepherds who prefer to pray instead of leading others to pray. Response 5043. Our current Pope doesn't care about preserving intact the deposit of faith, especially the traditional Mass. Response 5044. Confession should be encouraged and made available before Mass. Bishops should teach by example by scheduling and attending Eucharistic adoration at each parish on a rotating basis throughout the year. Response 5045. Failure to teach about the immorality of contraception. Response 5046. Failure to adequately catechize the laity. Response 5047. Lack of affordable Catholic schools run by real priests and true nuns. Response 5048. As an 84-year-old grade and high school educated Catholic, who married a Lutheran outside the altar rail who shortly converted to a devout Catholic and a mother of one daughter and five sons and grandmother of nine, my heart aches as I have watched three of my sons leave the church to join and be active in other Christian churches and another son who no longer goes to Mass. My daughter and one son are active, devout Catholics. Of my nine grands, only two are devout Catholics. In the church's attempt to appeal to the Protestants, they destroyed the beauty, sanctity and reverence of the church, and due to their fake response to the so-called pedophile scandal, they held our holy, celibate priest up for crucifixion, distrust and disdain. The USCCB is nothing more than a political arm of the politics of pro-abortion, border destruction and gender dysphoria. I watch as some of our devout young priests try to teach Christ's church, and I am devoutly thankful for their blessedness in this floundering church. Response 5049. The disgraceful actions of the Pope. Response 5050. While yes, the true presence is at Novus Ordo Mass DS, the traditional Latin Mass gives much more reverence and respect to our Lord. Equating the two in reverence is confusing. If both are equally as pleasing to God, then the Latin Mass and everything with it, piety, reverence, etc., is unnecessary. Response 5051. Educate all the faithful on secular teaching. Our government is degrading faith and the belief in God. Speak of these things at Mass. Speak the truth of our faith always. Speak of repetition at Mass due to attendance. Speak of marriage and the importance of unity in our families and challenge spouses to remember their responsibility to their children. The more we understand the importance of family in our own relationship with Jesus, the stronger marriages will be. Response 5052. The radical changes sponsored by the Vatican and Pope Francis. He is turning the Catholic Church into a presbytery. Response 5053. Lack of Catholic schools. Cover-up of numerous scandals. Response 5054. Vatican II. Response 5055. Use of the Masonic imposture, Novus Ordo, instead of the authentic, legitimate Tridentine Mass. Response 5056. Very, very poor education in kids and adult formation classes. Response 5057. When the reading were changed during the Mass, some of the quotes of Jesus against sin were eliminated. I don't understand why that happened. Also, when Vatican II came, so many of our saints were omitted from the church calendar. Why? Response 5058. Failure to know what catechists are really teaching. Disallowing traditional Mass for those who want it. Response 5059. Minimal opportunities to be taught about the teachings of the Catholic faith, shortage of priests, almost no nuns and other religious to teach and train people. Response 5060. Failure to have more youth events. Response 5061. Priest should re-educate the faithful regularly on the real presence in the Eucharist, like at every Mass. Response 5062. Failure of the clergy to insist on appropriate dress for Mass and in the sanctuary. Extraordinary ministers should wear choir-like robes. Some of them dress scandalously and disrespect the Holy Eucharist. Response 5063. Lack of preaching at the pulpit regularly about the Eucharist and lack of direct preaching about sexual morality issues. Response 5064. Lack of moral standing in defending the faith by liberal/relaxed cardinal and bishops. Response 5065. Novus Ordo Mass. Response 5066. Lack of teaching the Catholic faith to children and adults. Bishop's Marxist concern on issues of social justice. Response 5067. Give people the opportunity to share their experiences of how the Eucharist has affected their lives. Response 5068. Public Catholic bashing and anti-religious attitudes stressed in public dialogue, including education. Response 5069. There is only one, true, holy, Catholic and apostolic faith, and only the gorgeous Tridentine Mass is the true Mass. Novus Ordo is a sick lie. Response 5070. Lack of proper dress for young girls at Mass. Response 5071. The handshake of peace right before communion. You should be preparing to receive our Lord and be on your knees instead of chatting with your neighbor. The handshake of peace should just be eliminated. Shake hands outside the church if you want to be so folksy. Response 5072. Banning of the traditional Latin Mass. Response 5073. Accepting men for the priesthood who have homosexual inclinations. Response 5074. I haven't heard of any priests in our town challenging the dialogue coming from the occupant of Peter's chair in Rome, especially these recent years. Their silence indicates complicity with a false shepherd. Response 5075. Lack of good, solid, orthodox catechesis for both children and adults. Response 5076. Decrease in availability of the sacrament of confession. Response 5077. Inconsistency among pope, cardinals, bishops, and priests, what they allow or don't allow. The pope is very inconsistent with his messages, there should not be states of confusion afterward. Response 5078. The treatment of the Eucharist when it falls. Response 5079. Instruction on faith and traditions from the pulpit. Response 5080. Receiving communion in the hand, that leads to the sacrilege of our blessed Lord. Response 5081. Poor sermons, lack of catechesis, from the pulpit. It's all feel good and don't mention anything controversial. The priests have given away their priesthood by allowing laity to give out communion and do the readings. They aim to please the congregation instead of Jesus Christ. Ignorance about the Mass is prominent with too much Protestantism. People don't even dress appropriately. Laity are teaching the faith and are doing it poorly. The priest should be teaching the faith accurately. This has been going on for years. Why no one knows their faith correctly? Priests need to take back their priesthood and their authority. Now. Response 5082. The lack of TLMs available. Response 5083. Receiving the Eucharist on the tongue kneeling. Response 5084. Professional Catholics act embarrassed about the faith at best. Response 5085. Vatican II should not have happened. Yes, we needed better catechesis but not a complete overhaul and not ecumenism. That was a real disaster. Response 5086. The need to kneel while receiving Holy Communion. Response 5087. Applause after Mass, for musicians, choir, ushers etc. as if it was a performance, a good show with great tunes. Thanks for that outstanding guitar and drum solo during distribution of the Holy Eucharist. Musicians, choir should not be on the altar or in front. I've seen so many abuses and abominations by performers that totally detract from belief in the real presence. Mass is not a chance for frustrated amateur musicians to get a chance to perform in front of a live audience, however most see it that way. Filling out envelopes for the bishop's annual appeal detracts from the real presence as well as watching the slick video production asking for said money. Big screens with nature scenes and song lyrics detract from the real presence. Puppet shows during the homily detract from the real presence and do a disservice to our children. Allowing children to wear Halloween costumes to Mass detract from the real presence, hard to believe but this happens every year at a certain parish. Baby rabbits, chicks and ducklings on the altar at Easter detract from the real presence, same parish. I could go on and on. It's a wonder I still believe, lol. The TLM could not be abused in these ways and is the best way to restore belief in the true presence of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. And I think this is a relevant point, architecture of modern churches is off. Not quite symmetric, discordant angles, and unsettling. They are not conducive to a peaceful, prayerful state of mind. I think this is intentional. Response 5088. Replacing the beautiful and most reverent Tridentine Mass with the banal Novus Ordo. Response 5089. Making it difficult to worship Jesus by taking away TLM. TLMs in church basements / other than in churches. Response 5090. The need to make reparations for the blaspheme against the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Blessed Heart of Mother Mary. Response 5091. Failure to properly educate parents on their role in teaching their children the faith. Response 5092. Complete collapse of church teaching. Lack of faith at the Vatican. Response 5093. All around poor catechism since the 70s, not just on transubstantiation. Response 5094. My answers reflect my own experience as a 70-year-old woman. I refer to myself as a victim of the hijacking of Vatican II. Response 5095. Pope and laws. Response 5096. If the Latin Mass was encouraged in dioceses by the bishops, obviously following what the motu proprio says, then faith in the real presence would be bolstered. Things like no female altar servers, facing ad orientem, receiving only on the tongue are requirements at the Latin Mass. The Latin Mass, though it wouldn't fix the problem of the lack of faith from the laity and the clergy in Jesus's real presence in the Eucharist, would encourage faith because of the requirements inherent in the Mass. Obviously the Novus Ordo allows for these, however the Latin Mass not only allows for but requires these things. Response 5097. I believe that the decrease in availability of the traditional Latin Mass has caused those who have never experienced it to have less opportunity to understand what the Mass really is, therefore less belief in the real presence of our Lord in the Eucharist. Response 5098. Failure of priests to catechize from the pulpit. Response 5099. 1. Loss of religion taught by nuns and parish priest in parish parochial schools. 2. Teaching of religion taught by lay people with an inadequate background. Every generation becomes weaker than the last. 3. Parish priests are detached from parish administration to attend many meetings and activities in the diocese. 4. When I grew up, 50s and 60s, the Sunday homilies were about topics that people are faced with in their lives and moral issues. It now seems as if the bishops have directed them to talk only about the gospel readings to not offend anyone. Response 5100. Regular emphasis. Response 5101. Cover-ups for pedophile priests sending them to other locations after accusations for years this has been going on. Hypocrisy. Response 5102. Negative reaction of some priests when people kneel to receive Jesus in the Eucharist and in the tongue, some priests will scorn people or make it known they do not approve of it. Response 5103. Lack of availability of confession. Half an hour once a week is not enough time or convenient for everyone. When I am traveling, if I need to go to confession, I usually cannot find a church that can accommodate me. Response 5104. The church hierarchy's refusal to staunchly defend doctrinal aspects of the faith. Response 5105. The miracle of the real presence isn't mentioned from the pulpit. Response 5106. Ecumenical dialogue leads to indifferentism. Response 5107. If you want people to believe in the church's teachings, practice what you preach. I believe that the seminaries have dumbed down their seminarians in what they teach the same way our students in schools have been taught. It is a decay in our society today which we all need to turn around. I don't believe the churches put the fear of God into their teachings which some of us grew up with. Society sees politicians who say they are Catholic, receive an audience with the Pope while they promote abortion and same-sex marriage. It's not the church that caused people to leave, it's those that are running it. I pray for a great awakening. Response 5108. The invocation of Pope Francis at Mass, when it is clear he is attempting to destroy the church, having Bergoglio the apostate/antipope as the figurehead of the synodal church, homosexuality in the seminaries, clergy, religious and especially the Vatican. Any layperson at the ambo or altar area, lay lectors, Eucharistic ministers, allowing reception in the hand, loss of nuns teaching students. Response 5109. Loss of the faith by clergy. Many priests act like social workers. Ecumenism. Christ founded one, holy, Catholic, apostolic church. Homilies and OT sermons. Priests that merely preach truth and remain faithful to church teachings are cancelled. Response 5110. Hard to get to confession. It is not promoted. Response 5111. Too many deacons taking the place of altar servers who may have a vocation but rarely get to do anything because of the deacons. Response 5112. 1. I am 72 years old. As a child, I observed people receiving Holy Communion rarely. Now whole church goes up for Holy Communion, so it does not seem so elevated an event. 2. Dress for church. If we take the time to dress up for church, not wear jeans or shorts, going to church and receiving Holy Communion may make it feel more sacred. 3. Downplaying confession. We say several times in Mass sorry for our sins so people no longer go to confession or a reconciliation. Committing sin not to seem as bad as it was in the early 1960s. Response 5113. Removal of Orthodox teaching materials such as the Baltimore Catechism. My parish, Novus Ordo Parish, uses the Baltimore Catechism exclusively from babies to adulthood. Response 5114. The sign of peace, where many flash the hippie peace sign and high five and turn their backs on the consecrated Christ as they socialize. In my estimation, this is highly irreverent. Response 5115. Priests need to stop trying to please the people to make their lives easier. Getting to heaven is meant to be hard. Preach more on purification using the examination of conscience prior to monthly confession. Response 5116. Stress the importance of the Mass, especially Sunday Mass. Response 5117. Clapping in church. Response 5118. Teaching people to pray with Jesus in the Eucharist one-on-one and have a relationship with Him. People who create divisions and point fingers to blame instead of building bridges and evangelism with love, respect and charity, not playing God and pointing fingers. Response 5119. Heretics and sodomitical clerics allowed free rein to destroy the faith of the laity while Orthodox clerics are cancelled and persecuted. Response 5120. Reminding people of sin and need for confession before receiving our Lord. Speaking of the Ten Commandments, classes to refresh our beliefs. Response 5121. Teach from the Baltimore Catechism and get the women out of the sanctuary and have the priest offer the whole Mass from start to finish, and no altar girls and no picnic table, use the high altar as it was made for. Response 5122. The locking up of churches during the COVID pandemic, it gave the statement that Jesus was not present in a grave crisis. This is beyond major in impact, IMHO. Response 5123. How the people dress. Response 5124. Encouragement to attend daily Mass, or at least more than Sunday. Response 5125. The casual treatment of the Eucharist by the priesthood. It seems clear that many do not believe either. Response 5126. If we need during the consecration to watch the miracle happen, why wouldn't we need to receive the miracle? Most churches don't even offer kneelers to provide the option to knee, which is supposed to be an option according to Redemptionis Sacramentum number 91. Also, a communion plate is to be used number 93. Response 5127. Clergy educating the faithful, men as well as women, on dressing modestly for church. And the clergy should set an example by wearing the cassock/rasan. Response 5128. Failure to dress properly for the Mass. Response 5129. Proper traditional catechesis for children and adults. Response 5130. Proper modest and neutral dress for Holy Mass should be required. Meaning no sport team jerseys or celebrity t-shirts, those things distract others from true worship and rob other Mass attendees of their peace. Response 5131. Not using the Douayrenne's Bible. Not teaching Latin so original documents can be read. Changing the sacraments, return to pre-1940s. Response 5132. Immodest women's attire. Response 5133. Attire of lay people at Mass. Response 5134. Receiving the Eucharist kneeling, on the tongue, with the rail separation. Response 5135. Heresy on behalf of the Pope, cardinals, bishops, priests, nuns, etc. Response 5136. Confession and frequency, homily on gospel readings, sin, mortal and venial, bells when tabernacle is open and no talking by inline ministers, irreverent, return to kneeling during communion, dump sign of peace especially right before communion, where was that person's hand been before Mass, yuck. Thank you, thank you, thank you so very much to allow this opportunity to express a few critiques and suggestions.